One, two, five, three, four, six, eight, seven, nine, ten.
Stay in school, kids, man.
Well, if you actually thought about it, I actually said all numbers in up to 10, you know.
You didn't say four.
I did.
You didn't say seven.
I did.
You didn't say three.
I did.
You didn't say six.
I did.
You missed some.
No, I went 1, 4. No, I went 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 6, 8, 7, 9, 10.
Whatever.
Yo guys, it's been a while, but we're back again. Fancy Chat's back, and you know what? It's been a long time coming, but I've brought on season 7. Kaz, can we? Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, Kaz. How you been?
I'm good. I'm vibing. I'm chilling. I'm hungover, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hungover, guys. Yeah.
Living your best life, fair play.
Yeah, went out last night. Did some karaoke, but I still have my voice.
Yeah, good.
So that's good.
Oh, thanks for keeping your voice.
I've got some toast over here. Kindly made to me by yours truly. So if I crunch into that, it's because I'm just a bit like...
Yeah, oh, what? Oh, you're not... Oh, don't worry. I'll take over when you're about...
No,
wheezy,
good.
Wheezy.
No,
but we've good. Been on 2 seasons Love Island together now.
It's actually mad.
We've been, all together, lived with each other for like 12, 13 weeks now.
Probably more.
Yeah, probably more.
More?
Yeah.
Because we literally, the first time we did beginning to the end together.
Yes.
This one I left you halfway through.
It wasn't halfway, it was like the last week. If you left halfway through, I think I might have just drowned in the pool.
I mean, no. No. You gotta stay alive.
Yeah.
We need you good. You gotta try. You gotta do it for somebody.
That's what we did every day. He's trying every day. To this day.
Everyone I spoke to, when everyone who like I spoke to before the final, because I said we didn't get to talk to you yet, was just like, honestly, Kaz, when you left, Toby was just so miserable in there. Like, he was just like, I was like, oh, I get it.
Oh my God. We'll get to that. We'll get to that stage. But let's start on a good note. Let's take it all the way back.
Okay.
Before, even season 7.
Oh, before?
Yeah, before season 7. So, cool. So, let's ask the question that a lot of people want to know. Why did you go on Love Island? Like, what? How did that come about? Like, what the hell?
From, the very, very beginning.
Yeah, the first ever one, season 7.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I never really planned it at all. It was so I used to work in recruitment and I left my job in 2019. And then I started doing blogging and content. I used to do Instagram reels.
Yeah.
So I was doing influencing for 2 years, 2019 till 2021 before going on the show. Yeah. So I'd done quite a lot in that space, which is quite nice. And I really enjoyed it. And then I got a DM from one of the producers, the producer was actually working on Too Hot to Handle, so they asked me to go on Too Hot to Handle. Yeah, but I didn't know it was Too Hot to Handle at the time because they told me it's Parties in Paradise. So it was during lockdown, I was having this conversation, it's mental.
So that would have been season 2 of
it would have been the season that have had Marvin, Melinda.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what number season that is, but it was that year.
Season 2.
Yeah.
That's a big... That so was
it would
a big
have been
well.
So it'd been that season. So I was speaking to them about Too Hot to Handle, but I didn't know it was Too Hot to Handle. So all they knew about me, the producers, was mainly my dating life, specifically my sex life, because that's what the show's around. And that's why I'm my VT, when I came out, was so, sexual, because I guess that's all they knew about me at the time.
So we got her.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But then that's, so I was having those conversations, and then... They were actually the show, we want to put you forward for a different show.
Oh, so they took you out of that one.
So it was they were you fly out in 3 weeks. So they were you fly out in 3 weeks. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Then they were actually, rather than doing that, we want to put you forward for another show. But we start that contract next month. So that was in December. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just carried on. I never changed my life.
I carried on doing content.
Yeah, not many people know this actually.
What the hell?
So carried on doing everything, living my life like normal. Then a month later, I got a phone call and it was one of the girls on the Love Island team. And they're like, yeah, so we've been passed over to, and that's just how it went.
And then when they said like Love Island, was you like, oh?
I felt comfortable because I knew what the show was. Because before, it was a show that I didn't know what Parties in Paradise is. They said it was like singles going on like loads of like islands, island hopping. I thought I'd be on a yacht going from island to island, just dating. They said there's no penalties if you don't meet anyone. Oh, you just go vibe. And I was thinking, literally straight after the pandemic, find a man. Yes, please sign me up. And then I had no idea what the show was. And where it didn't end up happening and I carried on living my life, in my head I was like, Love Island might happen, it might not happen. So I just carried on living like normal.
I think that's the best approach.
And then I just ended up going on and as an OG. So I was literally just like, oh, literally 2 days after we did when I get confirmed.
Yeah, when you're like, you're going in, you're flying at this date, you're going to be OG.
2 days after filming the VT.
The promo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you film the promo, they say to you, like, we don't know if you're going to be on that. If you tell anyone you're not going on, if anyone finds out, you're off the show. Mm-hmm. So I literally told, like, my three best friends and my family. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get it. And then literally I did the promo. And then I think the day after promo, I got a call.
You're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Coco said, hey. I said, hey, girl. But then on the phone, she was like, hey, Kaz, I've got some news. She sounded quite sad. Oh, so I thought, she was calling to be like, no, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've been through this before. You know, last show didn't
happen. It's calm in it, yeah. Cool.
And then she's like, we'd love. And I said, oh, yeah.
Fair play. It's That's so sick. Mental. I never got told until flipping, I think it was like the day before press day. You know, when you're already out there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So when did you fly?
I flew out same time as
you. Oh, but you just didn't know you were an
like,
OG.
They were like, oh, we don't know what you're going to do. We don't even know if you're going in. Da, 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 da. And then like, it was a Tuesday. Press day was on a Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, you got press tomorrow. You're going to be an OG.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't think they trusted me. I don't think they trusted me. They couldn't give me that information in the UK. They knew I was singing.
You'd tell everyone.
Yo, guys are going to Love Island. I'm going to be an OG. Like, me. I'm joking.
Maybe if I follow you, that's why.
Maybe they just thought, yeah, my demeanor was too much of like.
That is so funny.
I don't know.
That's wild. So when you packed and stuff, you actually didn't know you was going to be like day one.
No, didn't have a clue.
But it's quite nice, though, isn't it?
It was actually quite exciting, yeah.
Oh my God, I liked knowing early because then I shopped.
That's what I'm saying. You knew
I
got, like,
I just started shopping. But I didn't think I'd be in longer than. My only goal was to be like, I didn't want to be the first out.
That's everyone's goal, though.
I said that's the only thing is, I don't want to leave first. I said, I don't care what happens, I don't want to leave first. I thought I'd be in there 2 weeks.
For you?
I really liked it. Did I remember having, because I feel like I went in with Lib. Yeah, we were the first two in there. So I think when we went in, it was nice because I didn't know I was going to be walking with someone yet. So my walking was so hectic because when I was getting ready, you're in these trailers, right? So it's like trailers and you can't see anyone because they don't want you to know who's doing it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think we were blindfolded. Were we blindfolded? I don't remember. But I was getting glammed. So they were curling my hair.
Yeah.
And I was getting dressed while my hair's still getting curled.
Gosh.
Yeah, my hair was still getting cut. I was like getting dressed and stuff. And then it was, like getting dressed and stuff. And there's like moisturizing. There's like just loads was going on. I was still in hair and makeup. They were like, we need you out now. Oh, wow. And I was like, oh my gosh. So as I was walking out the door. No. Like it was just like, what is going on? And then they were like, right, we're going to walk you over. You're going to go into the Jeep. There's going to be someone. Don't talk to them until you go inside. And I was literally like, what is going on? And then as I'm walking, I can hear this girl going, yeah, babe, is this? And it's Liv, like, talking to, like, the people who, like, help, like, guide the Jeeps and stuff. And then, that was the first time we met. And she was like, she'd been waiting for quite a bit. But she got, they glammed her up quicker than, like, I got glammed up. You have different people doing it. So mental.
Oh. And then actually, like, when you're actually in there.
Yeah.
And then everyone's just coming in. It was all the girls for us. First.
Yeah. It was and nice. Because when Lib and I walked in, obviously, you did the walking shots like a few times.
Yeah.
We did like three times. And then they were like, this time just like walk in. And we did the little walk and we got to the door and we thought, oh, they're going to let's do it again. So we turned around and everyone was gone. We were like, oh, the whole camera crew was just walking away from us. They were like, we were like, so when we walked in, we were like, oh, we're actually going in.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel real because we were just like, we're going in. And it was so nice because like Lib was just such good vibes. So we just vibed and then we got there. We realized we were the first. Then they told us to pop the champagne, which we struggled to do.
At one point, we put
the bottle down, for like maybe like 5 minutes where we were like, can someone come in and help us? And no one came.
Oh, sorry.
No one came. And that's when we realized, we're in the villa. We are alone. But I loved it.
And then boys walked in. Yeah. So you guys had to stand up. I remember this. Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah. What was it? 4 years ago. So nothing like that. And this is where we're all coming in now. What? Yeah. The boys are meeting the girls.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys walk in.
Didn't someone trip?
Didn't I don't know. I think they must have tripped before me. I came second from last.
I think Jake. I think it must have been Jake.
He was the
first
one up, wasn't he?
I think so. I think he either came in way too quick. Someone slipped. Because they had to send him back. They had to send him back into the walk again. And I remember we all just stood there for...
Was you? How was that for you? Funny. Like, we're just sitting there and just like watching every boy walk in.
It sounds so mental, but I cared more about the fact that my makeup was dripping.
Yeah, because you guys are sweating out. You're standing in the heat.
Sweating. Like, we had Sulas, like, sweat up a little.
Yeah.
We had Sulas. We were just hot. We were like... you're thinking is, where's the deodorant? Like, it's been a few hours. Like, come on. Because we've been waiting for time. Yeah. So, like, I think even as the girls were coming in, it got to a certain... I think by the time Faye came, I think we'd... Me, Lib, Sharon, and I had gone to sit in the shade. Because it was so hot.
Too hot, yeah.
And then Faye, I think, came. And then I think that's when we came forward back into the sun or something. Something like that. But when you guys were coming in, all I was thinking is, listen, it's so hot. But I think everyone's just so overwhelmed.
I don't care what guy comes in. Just get me a... Yeah, if a guy comes in with deodorant, that's the guy.
Just some deodorant. All I was thinking is, I just need to touch my makeup off because it's melting. How am I going to be like, hi, find me sexy when my face is dripping? Like, that's all I was thinking was, oh my gosh. But it was just like... Yeah, it's wild.
You know what, that day was funny because you know what, I get reminded of it a lot. Yeah,
what?
Because we were coupled up together.
I know.
We were coupled up together. Me and you, day one, season seven. It was a Toby and Cass show.
It was so funny. Oh my god, it's actually.
Oh
you know,
my god.
You know what was so funny?
What was funny?
When we went on the first date. Of our
we
series.
Did
because every I we remember did. Like that got me. It was such a big deal because everyone kept being like, "That's the first day, guys. You've got the first day," and I was like, "Oh yeah, we've got that. The first day."
I wore like a. I remember they gave me a top and they were like, "You have to wear this top," and I was like, "I don't like it." And I'm like,
"You're
like
your top?
A black top and like yeah. tigers on it," and I'm yeah. like, "Oh my god."
My
I remember
outfit,
that day.
The outfit I was meant to wear to the date didn't fit me.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
So there was a rail of clothes. Remember that, guys?
I don't remember that.
Guys, there was a rail of clothes, right? And none of it fit. It was all too big. And everyone was like trying to like put hair bubbles. And I said, and then I was like, no, I'm going to try other things. And we couldn't wear our own things. Yeah. We had to wear who the show, who was outfit sponsored by the show at the time. And nothing fit me from what was brought. So I was literally just like, okay. And then I was like, can I just wear my own thing? Because obviously they kept being like, you have to get out the door.
Honestly.
And I'm like, nothing fits. So I'm literally like, oh no, but I'm ready now, but nothing fits.
You
and
was then it fuming was like, though. You were saying,
because
I remember chatting to you.
No, because
you was like,
then they were like, you have to leave. And I was like, but nothing fits. I don't know what to do. Because I think it was Minnie or someone's like, just put something on. So I put my own outfit on. They're like, no, you have to wear. And that's when I started crying. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like nothing fits me.
It, I was thinking, I'm going on a date. I'm going on a date. She's crying. She's crying. Going on a date. What am I supposed to do? Is she crying because I'm on a date with her?
Did you think I was crying?
No. I knew he was crying because you're
maybe
your
that's
outfit.
Why I cried. No, I'm joking.
We had a good date. It was on a grass with a backdrop. Like, I remember it was like the water, the ocean.
Yeah,
or something.
It was just really pretty. It was just like,
aww. Decent, to be fair.
I was like, damn, maybe I can enter Cougarville.
Yo. Well.
Well. You know Toby said to me, yeah? You know Toby said to me, Cass, I'm ready to dive into the deep end with you.
I remember that, yeah. He was on the terrace.
And then he let me sink.
Yeah.
But it's fine because I can swim. And that's why we are where we are now.
Well, to be fair, okay, if we witness that, I feel like in Love Island, it's a weird place. And you don't know your emotions until it hits you in the face. Clean, uppercut, hook, straight one. Who even knows? But everything happens. Because then, Tyler. You met Tyler in there.
I did.
Exactly. But if I was with you, then you wouldn't have met Tyler. So,
things worked out for certain reasons.
But me and you, oh, I don't even remember. Like, even before Tyler came, I remember, oh, I was so young back then. Oh, my God.
You know you didn't have a beard.
I didn't have a beard at the start of the All-Stars.
So
I did,
mental.
I just grew it.
It's
now,
so mental.
But yeah, I remember, like, there was times I put myself in sticky situations for no reason. Yeah. Like, you remember that time when you were sitting on, like, the what is it, Sundex, like Sundex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I came out to him,
I don't regret any. And what did you say?
It come out so wrong, I can't lie to you guys.
I don't regret anything. And I was like, wait.
I don't really regret anything.
I was like, hang on, this guy's come to apologize. How are you going to say, I want to apologize, but in the same sentence, but I don't regret anything? I was like, no.
You ate me for that one. Oh, my God. I was like, God.
No.
Oh, I remember that.
I think by that point, we were cool.
Yeah, we were cool. Like, we were just after the pie challenge, in fact.
Yeah. I was kind of like, yeah, everything's done, it's over.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't regret anything. And I thought, hang on a minute. I was like, nah, I'm not having that.
Yeah, yeah. And then everything came. Boom, 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 boom.
I just saw red again.
He said, don't chat to me ever again. Say, yo, come say sorry. Somehow in a worse position.
And everyone's like, guys, that Kaz talked to him. I was like, I'm never speaking to that guy ever.
Remember that time when I like walked up and I was like, oh, Kaz, can I have a chat? And he was like,
no.
I was like, oh my God.
I don't think we're like,
I think it's even a meme.
I don't even think we're meant to say no. I don't think we're allowed. You, obviously, you can say what you want to say, but I don't think people expect you to say no. I was like,
I didn't. I didn't. And also, I was like,
I was like, no.
To this day, people send me that picture, though. It was me walking up to the day beds and you're just there. I remember you was doing your nails. He was like, you looked up and you're like,
oh my gosh. And it's the thing with the nails, is like, we had press-ons.
Yeah.
So all I was thinking in my moment is like, I don't even have my actual like acrylics on. Like, everything is a mess and you want to talk to me? I was like, get away now.
Yeah, it was mad. It was honestly mad. I can't lie to you. Funny as hell.
It was funny.
Funny as hell.
It was actually funny when I look back.
But that's like kind of our foundations.
Yeah, I think so.
It's kind of our foundations.
Because the thing is, right, I feel like situations in the villa, in my head anyway, most of them, they're actually not that deep.
But in that moment in time, they're deep.
Oh, in the moment, it's like, whoa.
Because
but once it's like, once you're over it, it's kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah. We carry on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So you can hold on to things for as long as you want to. So I think I held on to it for as long as I felt like I was, oh my gosh, then afterwards I was like, why am I fine? Carried on. But then it's like, I think that's just what is weird about the show. You live with people for so long. We're trauma bonded.
We are trauma bonded, especially the second time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome or something.
No, honestly, we have issues. But we look after ourselves. So it's fine.
You know? I feel like... Yeah. We had to go into the mud to figure out there was a diamond in the mud somewhere.
We learned that you can get yourself out of quicksand. We were stuck in the quicksand and we said,
in the quicksand together.
Who was in the quicksand? Guys, we were
I had to push her up. She pulled me up.
I was personally in the trenches the whole time, but I made it.
All stars. Okay, let's go into all stars. Oh, all stars, all man. Stars, all stars. Cool. Before we get into the trenches, let's survey the land. Let's think about what we're going to do. Okay, cool. All Stars, you got a call about All Stars. What are you saying? Like, All Stars is happening.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
So I think I first heard about All Stars when Lib and I did After Sun during, I think, the summer series.
Yeah.
And that was the first time we got talked to about All Stars, which is like a passing. By the way, we're thinking of doing this little thingy thing. Are you on board? We're thinking of doing this potential show. Are you guys on board? And we were kind of like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I, at this time, thought there was going to be like islanders from around the world. Because this is obviously the same time conversation around like games is also happening because games hadn't been filmed yet. So I thought, yep, this is going to have people from all around the world. I said, yep.
Before we get into the All Stars games.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have thrived in the games, you know.
Like, do you? From what perspective?
No.
From the
relationship side, you would have thrived. Games part, you would have sucked.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Relationship side, you would have thrived though. I can't lie to you. I feel like.
Yeah.
That one would have been
really
good.
There's a few guys in there you were like, ooh.
No, even I came out of All Stars and a couple guys were like, oh, like, oh. Kaz, like, she got done dirty. Like, what the hell?
Hi.
No.
Hi.
Yeah, a couple guys were like, yeah, what? How have no one gone, like, what? Kaz been done so dirty. I was like, bro. No. I was like, bro.
I was set up.
Yeah, so the games.
Yeah.
Say less.
I mean... I don't know. But the actual games part, like...
Yeah. The game part, like, maybe it's a struggle. Okay, so
good vibes, though. Yeah. Good vibes.
Tug of war. I don't know if I can see you doing it.
I don't know, but, you know, I'm a great hype woman. I can just do a little, you know, team effort.
You just have to get a really good, like, bulky guy.
Just get me someone...
Yeah.
Someone strong and powerful.
So what's it called? Back in All Stars. So we got powerful.
No, it's not powerful.
Back on All Stars.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're saying, oh, we got a thing going. Oh, you thought it was going to be internationally. Yeah. So,
yeah, initially.
Yeah.
And then I think once I started having a conversation, they were like, so it's going to be UK only. And I was like, oh, okay. Cool. So then that makes the pool smaller of people. And then obviously you think about who's actually single, who's not. You're like, okay,
makes
cool.
It even smaller.
Yeah. But then all I was thinking in the back of my head, I was like, to be honest, since our season, the last, what's, we were 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those were so diverse compared to our one.
Yeah.
So I was literally just like, there is some men.
Yeah.
I was like, there is men there.
Mm-hmm.
Just send a few of them. So I literally, that was my main thing in the conversation, because they ask you like, what do you want? What do you not want? What do you look forward to? What aren't you like too keen on? And I was just like, I just need some men.
Some men.
I gave a list. I gave a list of men. I gave a list of men.
That's the thing that was
men.
Weird this time. Yeah, they gave it, they like, you had to like, they asked for like a list.
Yeah, because
like,
they wanted to know people's like histories and all of that stuff.
That's the whole different thing about All Stars as well. It's more like ex All Stars.
I didn't realize how many people really got with each other. This man was a gallus.
You said this on the first day, and this is the problem. I said it on day one. I got tagged in it the other day, and I was like,
I did. Wait, did I say it on the show?
Yeah.
It got aired.
Yeah, it was like, gallus, you got a list.
That got aired?
Yes, that got aired. Yes, I got tagged in the other day.
I haven't watched it back yet.
I haven't watched it either.
Have you watched our season back?
No.
Me neither.
No, I can't. So, I can't watch myself back.
No, it makes me think. Oh, I watched, and I was with Tom and Molly a few weeks ago, and they were watching an episode. So I watched like half an episode with them. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird to watch. I was like, this is so weird. I was sat there and I was like, wow, so this is what the audience see? Because I was like, when I was watching it, all I was thinking of was all the stuff that's been missed out. I was like, oh my God.
That's
that was
what I'm
the
saying.
Happened.
I don't want to look at that and watch the like, like the series and then be like, oh, but the hell, they missed this out. Like, they missed this combo out. This missed the combo. Yeah,
so
you can't put everything in.
It's less fun for us to watch because we know what happened and stuff. But so I didn't know they aired that. That's funny. But I think I said it in to you. I think even
day
like,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a gallus, man.
You need to stop saying that. I'm not a gallus. I'm just the guy looking for.
Nikam's the gallus.
Guy just looking for my wife.
How I'm trying to be like you. How do I become the mandem glucose?
What?
Because you're the geldum sugar.
Oh, you know what's so funny? You was battering me day one, saying, oh, yeah, oh, you look at you. Yeah. I was like, oh, Mario, your day will come. Don't worry, your day is on the horizon. You think you'll get scot-free off this? Oh.
I really thought I would.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, when he comes in, oh, that day will be the day.
He's so mental. I really didn't think Tyler would come. And I said it to him as well. None of us did. Even me and Liv were like, what?
You of course he was coming in.
Even, no, but even he, you know, he only got told 3 days before.
But still, he was always coming in.
I didn't think he was going to come in.
I knew he was going to come in.
I really was like, no.
As soon as you bantered me about it, I said, yeah, karma's coming straight around you.
I bantered everyone about the exes. I said, yeah, you and your ex, I laughed. When it was me, I said, oh, karma. Shit.
I remember you struck sitting when Tyler first walked in, she's like,
oh no, yeah, no, I didn't even look up. I was like, Toby, is it him? 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 I was like, Toby, I was looking down and I was like, Toby, is it him? Is it him? Is it him? I looked up and I was like, fuck's sake. I was like, why?
The thing is,
do you know what? Tyler coming in itself wasn't an actual like problem. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I was fuming he was in. But I was more so fuming the point he came in, because I was like, why have you sent him in when I'm here with no connections? Zero prospects.
Yeah, and that was after Lewis.
Do you know what? Yeah, so it's kind of just like, oh, okay.
I think that's the difference about All Stars, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like in All Stars, this happened to a lot of people where they had no connection. And they're like, oh, I'm waiting for a bombshell.
Yeah.
And then the bombshell will come in and he'll be like someone that they know.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, like.
So it's kind of like, oh,
I already know I can't.
Yeah, like.
So now, like.
A lot of us had friends who'd got with
someone,
like the guys.
And that kills everything. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, now a new bombshell's in.
Yeah.
I can't get to know that person because of reasons that you'll never know. Yeah. And now it's done.
And so it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, so literally. Done.
What do I do? It's mental.
Mental.
But yeah, I think it was more so the point he came, because he came in after Lewis. Oh my God, I haven't even talked about Lewis. Do you want to talk about Tyler first or Lewis? No.
Let's go Lewis.
Go backwards?
Yeah, let's go Lewis. It'll build it up. It'll build it up for the Tyler. It'll make the people understand your situation, your trenches before.
In fact, might not. Do you know what? Should I just talk through the trenches? Because my trenches, in my opinion.
You go.
I realised I was in the trenches on day one.
Day one?
Yeah.
Well, when all the guys.
When everyone came and I saw everyone in there, I thought, you know that thing, I'm in danger. You know that
I'm
meme?
I'm in danger.
Is that what it is? When the fire is around, it's like, I'm in danger. So I was kind of like, okay, because when I looked at like, the lineup of the guys in like day one, nothing against anyone in that kind of way. But when you think, I was like, okay, so me and you, I was like, Toby and I are friends. Jake and I, literally mates, he's literally been there. That is never going to happen. Even he would never, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you had like Chris. I love Chris, get on with Chris, but Chris had like been with one of my mates. So it's kind of like, we friends, you know, we're going to be friends. And then you had Anton, and then you had Lewis and Mitch.
Yeah.
So Anton, Lewis and Mitch were technically the only guys that I'd met Mitch. He didn't remember, free. But I'd met Mitch.
Oh, gosh.
He didn't remember. Oh, I was like, we met. Then afterwards, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't remember. But so there were only three guys that I just didn't
know.
That's
the thing. Like, that's what, six people?
Yeah.
Six people put down into three.
Yeah, which is fine because we know that with coming in. So it's kind of like, okay, cool, no problem. And then with that, it was like, I'd never watched...
Worse, personally.
Oh, I'd never watched season 1 and 2. So I didn't know who Lewis was, didn't know anything like about him.
That's kind of good though.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah. But then also when they were like, step forward for who you fancy the most, Lewis was the most my type.
Mm.
But because I had a rough idea who everyone else was and I didn't know him, I was kind of like, I don't know. I was like, I've got too much anxiety. Yeah, I was like, I got too much anxiety. I was like, you just remind me of a lot of my exes.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to do something different.
Yeah.
And I was looking down the line and I said, And then I was like, Chris, you're tall. I was like, hi.
You're tall. That's what I...
You're tall, you're sexy. I'm coming over there. So that's why I was like, okay, cool, step for Chris. Because I just didn't really know. And then, yeah, I did get pulled out to the side that night because they were like, so we thought your type would be Lewis. And I was like, he is. They were like, sir. And I was like, I'm shy.
I'm shy.
And then I was like, I'll speak to him. Then that's when I started speaking to him. I think I told you about that actually in there, didn't I?
Yeah, I remember. I wanted Big Job to go chat to him.
And I was like, go take a snap. And I was like,
he was like, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing it. Do you know, I forget being in
Love
Island actually is.
Because you come out and you're like, and I'm guessing like, you come out in like the public eye and now like you change, your whole like dating life changes as well. Like, because now like, it's like
weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And then now you're going back into like Love Island.
And then on top of that, I have to then do the grafting.
Yeah, do the grafting.
Now, see, that there, no. You lot, yeah, I'm going to say you lot.
Oh, you lot.
The boys, all of you.
Oh, yeah?
All of you. That first.
What's you lot?
The first, like you lot. Like you guys, all the boys. Like you lot.
Okay, yeah, carry on, yeah.
Yeah, you lot.
What, do you want me, you wanted me to graft you on the first day?
No, not me.
No, not me, no. Okay, Karen. Anyway, sorry. Let me not disrupt.
I mean, no, I'm joking.
Remember, we used to joke about that all the time.
I know.
I was like, Kaz,
it got to a point.
Are we circling the back then, or what?
We were like, should we just spin this block? Because at this, it got to a certain point. He was like, I'm coasting. I was like, I ain't doing anything. We're like, do we just?
I'm like, Kaz, circle it or what?
Like, plot twist. Like,
plot twist. Like, yeah, I remember that day was like, yeah, you know what, like,
well, if things don't change in the next couple of days, done.
Yeah, in fact, I think I'll chat to him in a bit, but I'm gonna tell about that situation. Yeah,
so the guys weren't really doing anything. When did Josh come in? Because Josh had to come into the villa and tell the boys to make moves because they weren't doing anything. And I don't even know how long.
To be fair, the boys
weren't
doing. They weren't doing a lot
of nothing.
At all,
so it was very
no
much
one was
like,
doing nothing.
Yeah, so I was doing Love Island.
But there was no icebreakers at the start either, though. I feel like that's another thing as well. There's
no
like,
we didn't
I feel
have
like
games. And
people
stuff.
Knew each other, but you knew each other to like a certain level, not like past that whole. Yeah. Remember, like on our season 7, the first night we had the box.
Oh yeah, we did
that box game,
and it was just.
And
like,
after that, everyone was now like close.
Tonguing each other.
That's what I'm saying. But like in the All Stars, we didn't have a game till like
it took a while, yeah.
Till like 5 days in,
yeah. That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so it's weird. I don't know. It's a weird one, but the whole like situation was just it was just a strange one. But yeah, so then getting to know Lewis and he was cool, no problems, nothing against him. Obviously, he was also getting to know Dem at the time, and then she was getting to know Mitch and this whole
it was just very confusing.
Yeah, it was like a square.
And you was with Mitch,
yeah,
because you've been public. The
oh yeah, me and Mitch were in a.
What did you think
couple.
About the public? Where
oh
did
my
you,
god, the
who
public.
Did you think the public was gonna give you?
Honestly, I didn't actually know.
Oh
I
yeah,
I thought they would either put me with you, with Lewis, or I thought they would put me with. Yeah, I thought it'd be you and Lewis.
I was thinking you or Georgia are probably going to do
me with. I thought it was going to be between that. That's what I thought. I thought you would be with me or G. I thought that I would be with you or Lewis. I thought Lib would be with Jake or Mitch.
I knew she was going to be with Jake. Of course. I just didn't know what chaos button.
When Mitch and I were paired up together,
That was the funniest match ever.
I think that was the moment I was like, this is a very unserious show and the public are very unserious. But I was like, it's fine. I was like, I wasn't mad. I was literally like, okay. And I think we had like conversation and literally as soon as we got chatting at night, I was like, yeah, we're definitely friends, yeah? Because it's just like, I think I didn't want to force anything. I felt like...
You can't. Well, that's the problem.
I was like, no, I'd rather just actually just... keep it like a buck with people and they keep it a buck with me. Do you know what I mean?
When I walked in, I was like, oh, Kaz, Lib, lovely to see you girls. But really and truly, like, lovely to see you. Nice to hear.
So who am I going to come up with?
I was like, Georgia, we've got some history, kind of unfinished business. Georgia Harrison, I was like, I know you, but I've never spoke to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're...
like, going to be compatible.
Me and Hannah, I was thinking, never met you before, new.
Yeah.
Don't think we're compatible with either. Yeah. But I don't know much about you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, yeah.
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 It's mad, isn't it?
I was like, mad. Honestly, it's mad.
It's just wild. I look back and I'm just like, okay, cool. Nice. That was cute.
It was honestly the whole thing was unserious.
I think it was just unserious. And I think that's why I think I didn't take it as seriously as like the first time around.
Because
I just was like,
I don't think you can.
No, in my head I kept thinking every situation I was just like, yeah, cool. Like I'd get annoyed with stuff, then get over it. So I was like,
yeah.
I was just gonna be lost.
I get you. That's why when Maya was like, oh. Girls, step forward to the person behind, like, go stand next to the person that you're going to with. I was like, yeah. I was looking at the girl's lineup. I said, long day for me. I was like, long day. This is a myth. I was like, this is an absolute
myth. Did anyone stand by you?
No.
Okay.
I was like, okay. My saving grace is Georgia. Okay. If Georgia stands here, or is she not? Which one is going to be? This is the one person that I could probably hope that's going to do it.
I would have come to you, but then she went to Anne. Because she's like, don't play stuff. I said, I kind of liked it though, because I feel like sometimes I was like, humble the men a little bit. Yes, Georgia, yeah, do
funny,
that.
Funny to be fair. It was jokes, that's your right. But yeah. After that,
yeah.
What did we have? Oh, you know what? Did you have, before going in, any predictions of people going in? Was you like, oh, this person, oh, maybe this person's gonna go in.
Do you know what? So I knew Molly would be going.
Oh yeah?
Because when we had like our what do you call it? The interviews.
Oh yeah.
Like I was on the same day. I was 15 minutes early and it was raining when I arrived. So normally, like if you've got a meeting, everyone just goes on the time on like if it's 3 o'clock you get there at 3. So I think I got there like 2:45 or something.
Oh, you
it was like pouring rain. So I just went into I went inside, I said, hi, I'm early, but it's raining. They were literally like, just in the reception. I was like, okay. So I was just sat in reception and I was just on my phone. And then I didn't realize, I think I was sat opposite her makeup artist at the time.
I swear.
Yeah, one of her best mates.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who her best mate was. So I was just sat opposite this girl and I was just on my phone doing my thing. My manager was still on the way because obviously, like I said, I was early.
Yeah.
And then Molly came out and she came straight to the guy in front of me. When obviously, we said hi to each other and I was like, oh, nice to see you. So obviously, she had her suitcases and stuff. So we were just talking for
What are you doing here?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, so why are you here? And so like, she was like packing her stuff. She had a suitcase. So obviously, she's like just getting ready to get back onto the train.
This was like,
oh, this would have been in like, I don't know, maybe like September, November, whenever we all did like the first initial chat.
I think I did mine late because I was off the games, innit?
Oh, yeah.
So I finished the games and then I think I landed, I think like 4 days after I landed.
That's when you went in.
Yo, come to the studios.
Got you.
And I was like...
It was therefore, it would have been like September.
Yeah.
I think, about September. So we went in, done that. So me and Molly just like talking. We didn't even talk about the show. We're just talking in general. Just like, oh, are you staying in London tonight? She's like, no, I stayed last night. I'm going up to Manny now. Blah, blah, blah. See you later. Bye, bye. And then we were like, well, and she's like, I might see you soon. And that's when I was like, aha.
Yeah.
Maybe. Gotcha. And then obviously when I always finished, they're like, oh, guys, people come in here for loads of different meetings. It doesn't have to be for All Stars. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
No, but to be fair, a lot of people had meetings. Though. Yeah. I know a lot of people.
Yeah,
meetings.
Same.
A lot.
I'm like, I went to like, there's a couple of people like, I thought Danica was going to go on. Because I saw her at a Halloween party.
Yeah.
And she was like, are you going to be doing it? And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, I'm just trying to figure out which ones of my girls are doing it. And I was like, ah.
Funny thing is about Danica is she did a fancy chat here, yeah?
Yeah.
And she left her sunglasses here. So, So I was like, she's been trying to get them back.
Yeah.
But like, I haven't given them back to her yet because I haven't seen her. And then I was like, she's like, oh, where are you at this day? And I was like, I'm flying out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, bring the sunglasses with you.
Ah! I was like, oh! So you were like, shit! Yeah, I'm finna.
Gotcha!
I'ma see you in the villa.
But that's the funny thing. I had the sunglasses with me in the villa the whole time and she didn't even come,
didn't come in.
So I've still got the sunglasses. They're over there. They're literally over there.
Oh, they are?
They are. And I'm like, so I bought sunglasses in my suitcase for no reason.
Oh, I did think so. I thought she was going to come in.
So many other people as well. Like, this is mad.
It's wild.
Yeah. But I wonder how they choose.
I would love to know. Like, let me look at that initial storyboard. Like, when you guys made like the storylines, they should release them. You know, once the show's over. Like,
yeah, we thought this and this and this. We thought these two.
Yeah, the same way we do villa predictions. They should start doing the exact predictions.
Yeah,
and release them. Let's see what you guys predicted, and let's see like how it went.
I think I asked one of them before.
Yeah.
They're like, where do you think I was going to go?
Yeah.
And I think they said...
I know they thought I was going to go to Lewis.
Is it?
Yeah.
Someone thought me and Arabella, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? I'd love to know where they thought me and Tyler were going to go. No, that's my one... But the thing
we'll
is,
get there.
I just want to know. I'm like, I would love to know. Like, I just love to know.
You would love to know.
Yeah.
How about... You know what I would love to know?
What?
What was going through your head in a recoupling when you picked Lewis?
Oh.
After Lewis just kissed Demi on the terrace.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I would love to know that. And I think everyone else would love to know that.
Love to know that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that day.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lewis and I had a chat. So obviously Lewis came to know Demi and me.
Yeah.
Demi's getting to know Mitch and Mitch's getting to know Lib, whatever. Lewis and I had a chat on like the daybeds. Daybeds.
Yeah.
And in having a conversation, he's talking about, oh, my head is so scrambled. It's all over the place, 50-50. At this point, I didn't know that he'd said to Demi that she was basically his number one. I never knew that. I never knew. And apparently that happened a few days before. What, by the time
a few days?
Day before or something. Either way, whenever it happened, I had no idea that conversation had ever been a thing. Cause all I ever knew was my head scrambled and 50-50, which is like whatever. So no problem. So we're having a conversation on the daybeds. And I think I basically said to him, I was like, right. Because I think everyone would be like, how are you getting on? And I would say, I get along with Lewis, but I was flirting more with Anton at the time.
You and Anton, bear flirting.
I was flirting with Anton, bear. Yeah. I'd say like, I get on with Lewis, but then I actually flirt with Anton. Me and Lewis don't really flirt. But then, we were, they said, cousin Lewis. We were like, okay. Anyway, whatever. So getting to know him, really lovely, no problem, whatever. We speak on the daybeds and I'm like, this is long. Like, it kept being like, everything just goes back to the challenge. I love how confident you were in that kiss. And I was like, listen, if you like the kiss so much, just fucking kiss me. Like,
oh,
I can't.
Yeah.
This is just long. Do you know what I mean? Or just be like, actually, no. Because I can just carry on. Because we're just like living whatever. And then he was basically saying, because he was like, oh, like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not trying to tell you to take me to the terrace, but if you want to go to the terrace, we can go to the terrace.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, maybe we'll go to the terrace tonight. And I was thinking, do you know what? Calm.
Yeah.
So I thought, this is going all right. No problem. Carry on. Then he takes Demi to the terrace. I had no idea he'd taken her to the terrace at that moment. So
didn't have a scooby.
I'm like, no idea. So
naive.
We finished our convo. And the last thing I've said is, we can go to the terrace. And he's like, yeah, we can go to the terrace later. And I'm thinking, ha, ha, ha. So I go, I'm having a conversation with Chris. We're in the dressing room. Don't even remember what me and Chris were talking about. But I think he was talking about like his situations for the different girls. So Chris and I are like talking. And then Demi walked into the dressing room. Now, when she walked in, you know when you go out with your mates, right?
Yeah.
And she was a bit flustered when she'd walked in.
Yeah.
So she was like in a rush. So I think we both just looked up, just kind of like, hey. And she's like, sorting out. But then I was looking at her face and I was like, where's your lip gloss? But then I wasn't really deeping it because me and Chris were talking. And then the
voice... Don't deep it until you have everything.
Yeah. So Chris and I are talking. Demi's walked in. She's got no lip gloss. But then the voice at the top Vogue was calling someone to the beach hut. So we're trying to figure out whose name they're calling to the beach hut.
Yeah.
And then Demi's like kind of like doing stuff, and then she left and came back. But then Lewis walked past the dressing room, and then it was weird. Then someone, one of the bridges actually come and pulled Demi out the room.
Mm.
Like Demi got taken out the room. So it was a really weird thing. And then we had to go out to the garden or something.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, so Chris and I finished our convo. I went out to the garden. And in my head, I'm thinking, nah, that was weird. I'm like, no, that's weird. And I'm trying to work out. So now this is my intuition. This is pure gut instinct. I'm like, no, something's off. Mm. But I just didn't know what was off. But I was thinking, we all touch up our makeup throughout the night. But I'm like, but her lipstick was gone. And I'm like, but then actually sometimes when we all go to the bathroom and stuff, we like, oh my gosh, like we get so lost way up a lip, so we might wipe the top off, come and redo it. We all do it. But I'm just like, I don't know. So I go to lip and I'm like, I don't know if I'm being really, really paranoid or not.
Yeah.
But I think Demi's just had a kiss because she was fixing her lip gloss. But I was saying to lip, I don't know if I'm just being paranoid.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, And then I'm like, it'll either be Lewis or Mitch. And then Liv's like, Mitch's been in the garden the whole time. Yeah. I think it was Georgia H. And I was like, no, you're being a little stalker, Liv. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, that now makes sense why Lewis walked past the dressing room. The only other place you can really go is the terrace, unless you're kissing in the lounge.
Yes, sir.
Or in the bedroom. So I'm literally now like, am I crazy? Am I not? I don't know. But I'm saying to Liv, I think, I'm not sure, but I think. And then me and her were like, let's go fire pit. So as we're walking to the fire pit, we walked past Liz, but he didn't make eye contact with me. And that's when I was like, no, I think. But I was like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're not 100% sure, but you just have an inkling. Your gut feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I was like, I don't know. I'm like, do I just ask? Because it's not a bad thing if they've done it. Because then I just know. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm like, I might just ask, but I'm not sure. Then Demi came straight to the fire pit, sat with me and Lib. So it was like, in that moment, I'm thinking, all I'm going in my head is, do I ask her? But then I don't know whether to ask. I think she would just tell me. Because if I was her, I would just say something. Yeah. And we were... I know she said we didn't have time, but we actually had loads of time. We were sat down for a while. We were talking about like Disney and like movies. Like there was time. But it's fine.
And then recoupling.
Yeah, then the text came. It was recoupling. And I was thinking, oh, okay, cool. And then we sat down and they said, it's girls picking. And I said, oh, I was
thinking, yes.
Cool. But then I was like, wait, now I'm sat there and I'm like trying to think, but what if they have kissed? So I'm like, no one's confirmed anything. This is just my gut. I could be right, could be wrong. Yeah. She's not really said anything. So I'm like, maybe I'm just overly paranoid. And then I was trying to say to Toby. So I was sat. Was me, Mitch.
Oh my God.
Was it me, Mitch, GU, right?
It was or you, Mitch.
Someone than you.
Georgia, me.
Yeah, cool. So I'm now like, when you're recoupling,
this
right?
is mad.
And you're supposed to be silent.
Like, yes, you're not supposed
talking,
to speak
you're not
at
meant to
all.
Talk. I'm sat, they said this girl's picking. I'm thinking, okay, obviously, Lewis is the only person I'm speaking to, but I'm thinking, wait, I think he's just kissed someone, but I'm not 100% sure.
No, it's you, Lib, Mitch, Georgia, me.
That was it. There was people in between. I just remember there being people in between us. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, so we're not meant to talk. But one thing we do during recoupling is like we have little toilet breaks. So they're like, if people need to go to the toilet, it's like you put your hands up, like six people need to go, so there'll be a queue. So they'll send you off one by one. So as people are going, I'm thinking, nah, fuck this. I'm like, Toby.
This is so scary.
I'm going, Toby, the cat's quiet. I'm like, Toby's now looking at me. He's like,
I'm thinking.
He's like this. And I'm going, the cat's quiet. I'm like,
And she, look at the way she's doing it. Look, do it to the camera. Do it to the camera. Exactly what she's doing.
Because obviously, like, I'm being told to shut up, so I'm quiet. And I'm like, I'm looking at him and I'm going.
Now, maybe mute it right now and see if you can understand what she's trying to say. Go.
Okay, so I'm like.
See, look, she's saying that to me, yeah? And there is nothing coming out of mouth. No sound, nothing, yeah? So I'm thinking, kiss.
So he keeps going, kiss, and I'm like, yes. And he keeps going to me, he's like, kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, Demi, Lewis. And basically, I was saying to Toby, I'm like, Toby, I think Demi and Lewis have kissed. I'm not 100% sure if they have kissed. And I'm going first. What do I do?
Do I
still pick him or pick someone else? Is a kiss that deep or is it not that
I'm
deep?
I'm thinking still pick him personally.
Because I'm like, I don't know. The thing is, when people kiss in the villa, it's like sometimes people kiss and it's like, that's it, locked in. Sometimes people kiss, they're like, you know what, actually,
Yeah.
And I think all I was thinking in my head is, obviously, like, one, I had no other options in there, really. romantically, right? So I was like, okay, so it's either I go Lewis romantically or friendship couple with anybody else at that moment. Or, and then, oh no, so, and also I'm like, he's just been saying, oh, he's 50-50 to me.
Yeah.
He was saying, we'll go into the terrace. How did the whole terrace thing happen?
With all of that, you just have to say, you know, I was just like,
I don't know what to
do. But even like after that, I remember you dropped Mitch's back.
Oh, because basically, Mitch was sat like this, like, and I was thinking, nah. Like, they kept telling me to be quiet. I was like, that. I went like that.
Fuck this.
I pushed Mitch forward.
Mitch dropped like this.
I literally pushed Mitch forward, and I was like, Toby. And that's when I said it. Because they were like, Toby, so basically, did they boys. Kiss? Yeah, they were like boys to like, the fire pit. They were like boys standing at the front of the fire pit. And that's when I was like, Toby, what do I do? And then that's when Mitch heard everything. Toby still didn't hear everything I said, but Mitch heard what I said.
Because he's flustered.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, because I'm like, I don't want to.
That's so serious. I'm so
like,
scary.
Yeah, because in my head, I was like, one, all I was thinking is, one, I don't want to be silly.
Yeah.
Two, I don't want to be like, no, but I was like, I don't want to make a kiss a big deal. But I also don't want to make a kiss mean nothing because I don't know what to say. And I'm like, anyway, all of this is going on. And I'm just like, whoa. And then Mitch heard what I said. And then Mitch was like, it's just a kiss. I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. Okay, so I don't need to be so up. Because sometimes I'm quite uptight. Mm. And also, I feel like I'm very much like, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so he's like, just a kiss. I'm like, okay, that's really good advice. Not thinking. Good old Mitch is just doing this for himself. Like, that didn't even cross my mind. So I'm kind of like, whatever.
That didn't cross my mind either.
It didn't cross my mind at all. So I was literally like, cool. And then obviously, the boys have all gone up.
I never ever thought about
that. The front of the fire pit. I'm like looking down the line and like I'm smiling at people and people are smiling back. Lewis smiling back. I'm thinking, oh, do you know what? It's not that deep. But when I stood up, I actually gave a speech for a friendship couple.
Shit.
Remember, I gave my speech and my speech was like friendshipy and I was going to pick Chris. But I got shut down.
You're just more like, fuck it. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I got shut down. So the Vogue was talking.
I remember you saying, fuck it.
I literally went, fuck it. Because they were like, Kaz, can you please elaborate on why you want this man? And basically like being like, why you didn't step forward from day one. AKA, better pick Lewis, girl. You better not fuck up the storyline. Pick Lewis. So that's when I said, fuck it. But I said, fuck it to... The
fuck? You're like, fuck it.
Can we even say that?
Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, the show's over now, so.
Blah, 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 blah.
I was like, ah,
Lewis.
It.
I was like, yeah!
And I was literally just like, yeah. But then when he sat down, he was calm. And I was thinking, oh.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
Because he had his arm around me. Like, and, I think and personally,
if you're there, well, obviously, I'm not the best person in the world to say it. But like, I feel like if you're around the fire pit and like, you've got a connection with someone, I feel like you have to pick them.
Yeah, it was cool. So that was fine.
You don't regret it.
No, exactly. I don't regret it. So that whole situation happened, no problem. And then obviously Demi gave her speech and I was thinking, oh, shit. Okay, but that's fine, whatever. And then afterwards, I spoke to them and we just spoke about it because I was like, did you guys actually kiss like or not? That's when. So the kiss only got confirmed to me after I'd recoupled. Yeah. And I was like, to be honest, if I knew before, wouldn't have picked him, but it's fine. I've picked him, but you know, you guys can actually crack on.
Yeah.
We're sharing a bed, but it's not that deep.
That's
so
what I'm thinking. Like, that was the end of the world if you pick someone, really.
So that's what
true.
I thought.
Like, they still want the other person.
You can still go get to know them.
I'm grabbing them away for 25 hours a day.
Exactly. And then.
It's only bedtime.
I spoke to him. Yeah, but I spoke to him before. Because as soon as the recoupling finished, I think Demi, as soon as the recoupling finished, she'd gone like somewhere else. And then I spoke to him first and I basically was like, was the kiss like basically it happened or is it like, oh, you've been wanting to happen?
Yeah.
And long story short, we left it as he was like, no, I kissed her. Mm. But I was like, yeah, so then you guys crack on and I'm just going to step out of this.
Mm.
And he's like, okay. And then he was angry with Mitch. He was like, Kaz, Mitch. And I was literally thinking, I've just said it's fun. I was like, I don't understand this Mitch stuff. So I just left that. And he was fuming at Mitch. That's when he walked off to Mitch. I just went back to the fire pit.
You, David, no.
And I was like, what is, I don't even
you,
know.
You, David, no.
I didn't even know what was going on. I was so over it that I didn't even bother. I literally sat from afar and thought, what is going on? But I was like, whatever.
Like,
spoke to them, said to her, it's no drama. And then I let them do them. And then I was just kind of like, yeah, there.
And then the next time around the fire pit, Tyler's back in.
Yeah.
Next time around the fire pit,
he said, you out, I'm in.
Yeah, big time, yeah. You know what? When he did his speech,
yeah,
you was like,
nah.
Yeah, you was like, nah.
If it was like a backhand, well, and I still stand. Yeah, I still say to him to this day, that speech was like backhanded. Like it was like, what was it? Out of all the beautiful girls here, I'm choosing you. Why can't you just say you're the most beautiful girl out of all the girls here? So I'm picking you. Why not make it like some superficial thing? Why does it have to be? There's so many beautiful girls, but you. Come on.
I remember.
Out of all the pen guys here.
Did you think he was going to get picked?
By him?
When he came in, yeah.
Genuinely, no. No, because I just kind of felt... I actually thought he'd either do, like, G. Harrison or... who did I think he was going to pick? Yeah, I think I thought he was going to go Georgia Harrison.
Oh, wow.
And literally. Then, yeah, just like that. I was just kind of just like... I just couldn't...
Because you guys had not spoke to each other after your breakup, innit?
No, I think that's the only time I actually spoke to him was the day when I called the boys out on Instagram, and then he called me.
Yeah.
Like we'd have random things where he'd message me, like he'd reach out, but like when the thing is with Tyler, when he'd reach out, it's not like he was reaching out and being like, "Hey, like, how are you doing?" Well, he'd say like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm good." He's like, "Yeah, not too bad." And I'd sit there and be like, do I have to carry the convo? Like, you know, sometimes you're like, so what did you message for? Was there a reason? Or did you just say, hey? Like, do you know what I mean? So it would be them. No, like, Toes. Wait, let me try and find it. Let me try and find an example. It's nothing bad. It'll be nothing bad. But it's very like, no, it's fine.
I don't want to see them. No, I don't want to see them.
No, I need to find one just for my own memory's sake. Like, it's not in a bad way.
It's not in a bad way.
So it'd be like, you okay? And I'd be like, yeah, you. Like, yeah, I just want to see if you're all good. And I'd be like, oh, bless you. Appreciate it. And that's where the converse would like end. The converse, and now that's been like that for the last 2 years. It's like, hey, how are you? Good, you? Yeah.
And then you guys are five, and now you're coupled up with each other, sharing a bed.
Now, like, the thing is, Tyler's lovely. Like, yeah. He's a lovely guy. He honestly is really lovely. I always say to him, like, I'm just like, I don't think he does things with any, like, malice or bad intention at all. Like, I don't think. I think he's a really genuine person. He's just...
like the Hannah kiss. It took you by surprise as well. You got a kiss on the terrace. Really took you by surprise this season, didn't it?
Fuck that terrace, man.
Oh, to be fair, on all seasons, to be honest.
Yeah, you started this. Sorry about that. In fact, you started the terrace of trauma. Sorry, in my life.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
Are you sorry?
I am sorry. I am sorry. Okay, good. I am sorry, 100%.
Good, good.
You don't think I'm sorry?
Because it's left me in a place where I'm so triggered by the terrace. Like, all these years, should I cry?
Don't cry.
Should I say you and be like, all these years? I've just never been able to get over the terrace. And this all started with, like, Toby did this. Toby started this. Tyler's come in, didn't expect him to come in. I was fuming at first, but we're cool. The thing is, Tyler and I, we genuinely like actually get along.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We used to chat. Like,
literally, like normal. Cool, it was sweet. Weird because it almost went back. You'd think we were basically back in season 7.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like argument at the fire pit. Then we spoke that night. Like, he just apologized for everything, no problem. Gave him a tour of the villa. And then from that point, we were just fine. We just went back to like normal.
Like, we would kind of like gravitate together sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
so
us
weird.
Us three, or even like with Chris as well. Like, we'll just
and there was a day when like you know how it's boys and girls separate for lunch? They let us, we had lunch together one day.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not even meant to do that, but no one stopped us. So we're just like, oh. So we basically went back to how we were in the villa. Yeah. Like, we were getting on, we were just normal. It was basically felt like how it was in the villa post Castlemore in our season, which is so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. We both were like, weird. This is a bit weird. But then neither of us were like, oh, miss you, wanna get back. No one said those words specifically.
Yeah.
It was just the convo was just always very open, like, you know, open. But for me, I felt like I didn't have to be the one to be like, say that because of how things were in our relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
If it was going to go that way. So I was kind of just like, I still can't gauge you in here. Anyway, whatever. So that happened. And then Hannah, the kiss in the terrace.
Yeah, kiss on the terrace.
Yeah, because it's just the whole thing was just strange. Because even when they recoupled, when he recoupled, I was like, because he's like, this person welcomed me around the villa. I was thinking, is that from the tour? Is this me? And then it was. I was like, okay, that's still okay. I was like, that's still okay.
Yeah.
That's still okay, no problem. And then with the kiss on the terrace, it was like, I think people wanted me to be upset about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, because a lot of people were like asking me.
That's the worst thing about it, I think. Like, when you're like actually all right, and then people keep asking, oh, how are you?
Yeah, are you okay? Are you good? Are you good?
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
No, but are you sure you're sure that yeah, you're okay?
Yeah, because it was like,
wait,
it
are
was.
You sure?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Are you constantly. Okay, I'm like, okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, like, it's actually
are you
fine.
Sure, though?
Yeah, like, it's fine. No, like, and if that was me, I would be. No, but that's what it was. It'd be like, oh, no, but if that was yeah. me. And it's just like, okay. It was annoying that a kiss happened on the terrace in the same situation as it happened. That was annoying. So it was kind of just like, oh, but it wasn't like, I'm so annoyed, Lucas. But then it was also like, he had said to me, what, less than 20, how long was he in that villa? Less than 24 hours, just kiss someone else. That was annoying. Like, don't be like, oh yeah, Kaz, like, I feel like, you know, we're really like getting on, and then less than 24 hours is like, bam, you've kissed someone else. Because for me, now I'm like, okay, now I can see, like, okay, this is what it is, which is fine. Because that's the first thing I thought when I said I was shocked I was picked in the first place.
Yeah.
So I felt like him kissing, I kind of, made me feel like I was right when I said, like, why did you actually pick me?
Type of thing. It's like, you picked me, but why did you pick me if you're just going to do that anyway?
Yeah, you should have just picked someone else from the get-go.
Oh, yeah,
that's how
yeah,
I was thinking. But it's fine, no problem. I was like, whatever. And so when the whole, like, kiss happened, that's how I was just kind of like, yeah, cool, whatever. Then he came to tell me that, he's like, the first thing I wanted to do was tell you. I swear he got that advice from you. So it's like, no, that wasn't the first thing you wanted to do was tell me. Someone told you to tell me, but that's fine as well. So we had a conversation. Thanks for that, though. So we had a conversation. You have my back there. Well done, you, because I would have been pissed if I didn't know. So when he came to talk to me about the kiss and was like, oh, we've kissed in the terrace, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, when he told me, I was like.
And I was literally kind of like, I'm just going to let you guys get on, because what was I meant to do? Sit there and be like, why are you kissing another person? Like, no. Like,
he told me,
fine.
I was like, I can't. Like,
no,
I was like, bro.
It's so no, but it's like, you know,
I was like, bro, to be fair, like, you're single. You can kiss whoever
like,
you want to kiss. I don't mind. I'm happy that I know. Don't tell me, though. You need to go tell Kaz now. Because I've been in that situation. You better go tell her right this second. You don't sleep on it. Do not think on it. Tell her right now.
If
you're wasting time
know.
Now. There's time that she can even find out now. So you better go tell her now.
If I know, I'm not
that's
even joking. If
didn't
I didn't know straight away and like I got told that, oh, I would have kicked
that's
off.
That's what I'm saying.
As
so,
in,
yeah.
I would have literally like,
thank God.
Gone, because then I'd be like, no, now, because for me, I'm like, you're already taking the piss anyway. But I'd have been like, because you have to remember when Tyler walked in here, I remember when he said, when he was like, oh, how have you been? I'm like, yeah, it's right. He's like, you're on the ropes in here, innit? And I was thinking, you arrogant prick, I will fight you right now. But this is why me and him bicker so much, because he's saying it because he actually just wants to banter and, like, you know, make sure it's like fine. But I'm like, but no, some things are just not funny because I am on the ropes, so it's not funny. But it's like, I know he's not doing it to like be like, can I say prick on you?
You can say
like, yeah,
you wanna say.
Okay, I know he's not being a dickhead, do you know? Like, I know he's not trying to be like mean about it, he's just like bantering, whereas I'm just like, but that's not funny, and that's why we bicker. So it was the whole thing.
Everyone
but
bickers though.
I just couldn't take like the situation, like, was it for me? It wasn't that serious, and I felt like I really got on with Hannah, and Hannah would throw me bones. Like, Hannah would be like, me and you gotta have a little chat. Like, she'd be like, so I kind of felt, I never ever felt blindsided.
Yeah.
And I was like, shout out you for being a girl's girl.
No, Hannah's proper
in
girl's
that.
Girl.
Yeah, proper. She didn't need to do any of that.
No,
she could have literally been like, I'm playing a game. And like,
but
no,
even
she
like
wasn't
after, I'm not gonna lie to you, even like, I'm just skip everything between here and now and to the end. After you and Tyler, obviously, I come out the villa, I'm seeing like TikToks of like you two together, like, they probably answer, but I'll probably answer. That's how the TikTok guy. Yeah, and Tyler's in the back of the video with his shirt out, shirt done out, and you're there like, I'm thinking, oh my God, what's going on? Just like everyone else in the UK are like, what?
No, honestly, I keep saying to you, actually, just some shits and giggles. Just some shits and giggles. Just
but then, yeah, you said that, and then now I'm just there in the club, like, oh, Kaz, all my friends are nice, just dancing. You know what? It was in Jason Derulo. I was like, what's Jason Derulo doing here? Jason Derulo. And then I look to my right, and I'm seeing Kaz and Tyler. In fact, I'm recording Kaz. I'm like, hey, Kaz, hey! And I just see you guys I don't know what I saw. I saw some dancing of some sort between the two. Put the camera to myself like this. What's going on?
just some banter. No, that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, but you guys can Jason Derulo. Like
no, but we can have banter. Jason Derulo, though, we were just vibing. Yeah, yeah. We were vibing with you. We were singing the lyrics. Yeah, we're all like, yeah. Everyone's all dancing or vibing, and we're vibing. And then he came behind me, and I was like, turned around. I was like, and that was it. It wasn't were like, you know?
But we can have a little dance. You can like, you're on that level where it's like, not many people honestly, are like that. Though, like,
yeah, no, saying. We're at like, on like an actual level, like, guys, we are friends. We're not back together. We're cool. And we have not spun the block. So please, girls, do Kyla. Not spin.
Kyla.
Kyla was such a cute name, though.
It's very good.
It's such a cute Kyla. Name. Yeah. If we had kids, they'd be called Kyla. Kyla. Such a pretty name.
Kyla.
But girls, on an actual serious note, listen, your exes are exes for a reason. I know I'm out here bantering with mine and we're just vibing out because we actually get along as friends. But I want to say, do not spin the block. I do not condone that. So please don't do it.
You told me in the villa you spin the block all the time.
Okay, listen. Spin the block for the men. Spin the block for the right exes.
So spinning the block is fine.
Selectively.
Spinning the blocking.
Guys, selectively.
If you've got enough petrol to spin it, then spin it.
Selectively spin the block. Selectively. Selectively. In situations where distance pulls you apart and normal stuff. You know? If the relationship didn't work out, don't spin the block. But yeah, can I just clarify? We have not spun the block.
They have not spun the block. Yeah. You've heard it here first. But yeah, I feel like
just call.
Even after all your like mess.
Yeah.
Then I was like, Kaz, do you want to get into more mess? Come here. Dragged Kaz into my mess because it's not a good mess without Kaz in it. So, okay, let's get into this. I also have my own problems in there, Kaz.
Guys,
and I thought,
honestly,
you know what? I can only chat to you and Chris about my problems.
The thing
life.
Is, it's so funny because we were talking about your problems from like a couple of days in.
Yeah, we was, yeah.
Because like Toby would be sat, this would be Toby, yeah? Toby would be sat around the villa like this. He'd be like this. Bear watching people. And I'd be like, are you okay? And he'd be like, and I'd be like, oh, you're self-destructing. Because you overthink.
Yeah, you did say that.
Like, Toby's an overthinker. So when he's got things going on, unless you ask him and unless you ask him in specific ways, he's not telling you. So if you say to him, like, oh, you're having a good day? He'd be like, yeah, I'm having a good day. You have to be like, what's good about your day? He'd be like, the food. What's good about the food? You have to be like, okay, cool.
You actually really know me. What the fuck?
I mean, duh.
Wait, no, that's actually scary. Because that's actually so true.
Because like
you can deflect the, oh, yeah. How are you? Oh, I'm good.
You're like, yeah, I'm good. Like, you don't actually answer people unless they really, that's like, fucked. Ask you, like, specific questions.
You should be a psychologist.
Yeah. You know, I think this is why I was a villa therapist. Just argue with everyone's problems. You know what? Maybe I should actually be an agony aunt.
That was mass mad, though. Wow.
But like, yeah.
How could you just out me like that?
Oh, sorry.
I feel so like naked. Really just outed all my, like, my character out to everyone.
I'm so
just
sorry.
Like, yeah. If you're going to chat to Toby, make sure you know this.
So this is Toby.
I feel naked.
I'm sorry. Let's get you dressed real quick. Just shake it off. So like,
we carry on. About, I'm, like, I'm excited. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, no. So this is like from like I'd say a couple of days like in.
Mm.
So that's why when like you kind of put a pause and stuff between you and Georgia, I wasn't surprised based off the things you'd say in me and you's conversations. I was like, okay, but I just thought that in that moment you were kind of self-sabotaging a little bit because, you know, you were like, some guys are going to come in, I have to compete, and I don't want to compete because I'm the man, whatever. So I think that's that. And also, like, I feel like you've got trust issues, so you need to work on those.
Yeah, we spoke about that a lot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, time for you to just heal. You're healing well, though, so it's good.
Am I?
I think so.
Okay, I hope so.
I think so. I think you're trying.
I think you're trying.
Yeah. It's different phases, isn't it? It's not linear. You don't just get over things straight away, so it's fine. So, yeah, so I think there's a lot of that. So I think that's why also, like, I think all sides is hard, because when you know people, it's hard to just go into like game mode almost. Like,
yeah.
Because the thing is, at the end of the day, like Love Island, like it's the show. It's still it's a game. It's a show. But then all our real feelings are in there, so it's really hard to just strip those away and be like, I'm in TV mode. Like, I still don't know how to switch in and out of that.
I think you have to be a psychopath.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
In and out of it.
But like, some people are really good at being like one way, and then as soon as you see them after, you're like,
yeah,
you're normal again.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like in, like, for example, like when you're in there and when you're out of there, like you could see who's consistent, like that.
Consistent and who's normal.
Like, are you friends with them on the outside like you was inside the villa or not? Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it was a lot of that. And then, But even like, I wasn't prepared.
Remember, like, when we got, when I covered Arabella, and he's like, "This is gonna be chaos."
Oh yeah,
this is gonna be chaos. Oh, I feel like you just know me to a T, to be honest, because I, you know what, like that whole recoupling. To be honest, I
thought I'd be in a couple with you by the end of it.
And I was going to pick you. Yeah. I was just gonna stay with Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, either them two.
Yeah.
Or I was going to go Molly, in fact. Yeah, that was the day, like, Tom and Molly got put together. And I was like...
I
feel like I'm just going to go Kaz, because I feel like I need to be in a friendship couple and take myself back from everything at the moment, because I'm not in the frame of mind.
There was a lot going on.
I was like, I'm not in the frame of mind to even go into anything. And I was like, yo, like, are we in a friendship couple then? And she's like, yeah, we're not in a friendship couple. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, so you're like, okay, I'm going to try now.
I was like, I'm going to try it then. Like, yeah. Okay. And then, yeah, would you say chaos in it?
Chaos. It's just It's a very difficult one.
That was a hard one, man. That was actually a hard one.
It's a very difficult one because I feel like, the thing is, I feel like things were going fine with you two.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the problem with that situation was because you hadn't actually voted, no one really knew where you stood in terms of like G, in terms of everyone else. They actually had no idea.
Because they never asked. And two, and like, we're just going to go up to someone and say, oh, yo, by the way, guys, me and G, I'm still not sure about it. Like,
Like, no one was really like, is that door open or closed? So I think people didn't know whether your door was open or closed and all of that kind of stuff. So I think where I had a little bit of an inkling, it was kind of like, okay, cool. But then I think when me and you would speak, because you'd be like, you're open, your door's still open towards G. And I'd be like, okay, cool, while you were getting to know Arabella. I'm like, you're getting to know Bella, your door's still open for G. That happens to a lot of people in the villa. It happens.
100%.
My main thing I was saying to you in there was, the thing is, when you say you feel like a door's open, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to act on the door being open.
That's
where me and you had left the conversation initially.
That's the last time we spoke about it. Yeah. Because you was like, I remember it was on a terrace and you was like, look, Tobes,
talk to Arabella.
If you're going to do this, you need to do it right. You need to talk to Arabella, talk to Callum, then talk to Georgia about it.
And like, don't expect Georgia to take you back because she might say, Toby, I'm happy. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm game with that. That makes so much sense. Like, you read my mind. Perfect.
You had one job.
Yeah, I know. But then, I'm in a daze and I'm like, oh, what should I do? What should I not? I was like, oh, after that, I'm thinking whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, yeah. And then, this is the cheeky thing about it, I think.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, cool. I think I'm going to do this whole Georgia thing. I'm like, okay, I've made my mind up now. Like, I'm going to commit. Go Georgia. Like, done.
Yeah.
Then, did you notice the only time we ever got a text when we're getting ready for a recoupling was that day?
Oh, yeah, it'll be in the daytime or it'll be...
No, but we got it.
Oh, yeah, no, while text. We were getting ready.
Why do you think we got a text that day?
Yeah, while we were getting ready.
They knew that night I was going
to... Did you tell it? You said to them?
No, I think they just saw me looking and they were like, you know what? Maybe it's a really good time now to get him.
Because the thing is, like...
I think they were like, yeah, we can get him here.
In, like, the... Normally...
Because they knew I'm not going to go... Happens, I'm going to go safe and just go in a friendship couple. If I'm, like...
Normally, we get the recoupling text in the daytime.
Yes.
We get them during the evening when it's like Islanders. You go to the fire pit, you sit down, then they tell you you're recoupling right there and there.
Yeah.
Because that's like what happened with the first night when Tyler and Arabella came.
Yeah.
We were all just at the fire pit and then said there'll be a recoupling. We said, huh?
Okay.
So that's how it normally happens. So when we were getting ready, I remember we were all like, what? And then we weren't allowed to go to the boys. So we're in the dressing room and the boys are upstairs and we have to stay separate. Yeah. So it's just a hot like mess.
So when I heard the text and it was like recoupling, I was like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys fucked me. Because you know where my morals stand in the sense that I'm not going to be in a friendship couple. I was just like, what am I going to do? Just like, say, oh, choose Arabella. And then like after, they'd be like, oh, by the way, I've chose you. But like, we're going to be like, we're going to be friends.
You should have run down them stairs and be like, I don't care about the rules. Guys, I'm doing this. You should have run down the stairs and just been like, guys, just be like, listen, I know they're going to take, someone's going to pull me out. Security would have been yanking you out there. They would have been like, Toby.
They would have gone choke slam.
They would have been like, zing.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, the timing there was honestly like, we talk about Love Island timing, but I feel like that there was a prime example. Like, I think they knew.
Oh, no, that timing was, that was bad timing.
Oh, yeah, you're going to switch. They were like, you're going to switch and you want to do it the nice way. Huh, no chance. No chance.
It's like when I was trying to do a nice little French recover, they said, oh, you want to make a French recover? You forgot where you was. Dude, elaborate this way.
That's what I'm saying. So no. I feel like recapping that, they...
Yeah.
On that night,
do you know what's so mental? So the night...
Remember looking at you. Oh,
no. So you were looking in the fire.
Yeah.
The whole recoupling, you looked in the fire. Normally, like, they're like, guys, anyone want to go to the toilet? A couple of us. I always just go to the toilet. Always. Because I could touch up my lipstick and my face as well. But I used to always have a wee because I never knew how long I'd be sat for. So I'd always go to the toilet. Imagine, I've left the fire pit. Toby's looking into the fire. I've gone to the toilet. I've come back. He's still looking into the fire. Through the whole time, like how his face is right now, he was just looking into the fire for like this extended amount of time. And I was thinking, you've not looked up once. You haven't even smiled at me. You haven't even looked at me to do a little check-in, like, are you good? Nothing. And I'm just like, is this, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then when us girls had to go stand like at the front of the fire pit, he's still looking. I'm looking and he's going like this. He's just going like, oh my God, like he's proper like, just doing this. And I'm like, something's wrong, but I don't know what it is. I'm like, whatever. And then I think I coupled up with Casey that night.
Yeah.
Going to a couple with Casey, sat down. I'm like, yeah, cool. All good. Cool. And I'm just now like observing the situation. I'm never an observer because I'm usually standing in that queue trying to figure out who the hell's going to pick me. Drama. Anyway, so I'm literally just watching this and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. People are getting picked. And then you stand up and you're just like, and I'm like, oh no. Oh, then I'm like, oh. So this is my head. I'm thinking, oh, wow. He had his conversation with Arabella earlier. Yeah. He had his conversation with Callum and Georgia doesn't know. So he's going to pick her and pray for the best. That is genuinely what I thought was happening. Mm. I had no idea. You hadn't spoken to Arabella and you hadn't spoken to Callum.
There's no time.
No, but I know at the time, I didn't know at the time. So when you did the speech and you picked George, I'm kind of like, yeah. And then when it all finished and Arabella was crying off and went off, I came to you and I sat down and I was like, before I even go over to the girls, what has just happened? Because I'm confused because when I say everyone scrambled, the boys all scrambled, the girls all scrambled, you fast. Didn't move.
I didn't move. No
so
chance.
I was looking around and I was thinking, wait, this hang on a minute. So and the thing is like,
worse.
You're my closest friend in there. Mm. So it was kind of like, okay, what? And I sat down, I said, Toby, real quick. Did you speak to are people upset because they were just upset because they knew it was going to happen and they didn't really think you'd go through with it, or is this like the first time? And he's like, Kaz, I didn't have time. I said, Jesus. I literally was like,
but like looking back at it, is it really look, it is kind of bad. Yeah. Like
it's love what?
Valentine's bad. Like, doing that is bad, yeah.
Doing that in life is just bad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not good, it's bad.
But, like, me coupling up with Georgia, it doesn't stop Georgia and Callum, it doesn't stop that.
No, it doesn't. And I think it was more the blindsided. I think everyone being blindsided in the situation was just like, ugh. But then, like you said, you didn't have time.
If
just
I
fine.
Could sit down everyone, I say, oh, look, by the way, I'm doing this.
Yeah, you would have done
that. I would have done it all.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, it's fine from that perspective, I think. But then people are also allowed to be upset because it was like...
Oh, yeah, 100%. I agree. And that's why I took a lot. Like, that's just like...
Oh, you took more than bullets.
I was like, you know what? Go on, give it. Like, honestly, just give it.
You were in the grave. I was like, drag yourself out.
Normally, so I'd go 6 feet there under. I was 12.
It was like, boom.
Yeah.
The villa was like...
Aftermath. Oh my God, the aftermath of that thing. I've never experienced anything like it. Like,
yeah, no.
Was so bad. Like, that was honestly it's the worst situation
really,
I've been in my life.
Yeah, no, it wasn't nice. The thing is, like, I say this, I'd say it for you, I'd say it for anyone else. Like, in the villa, obviously, it's we're all in very tight-knit walls. Yeah. Things happen. People hurt people. Like, I've been hurt by people. I've hurt people. Everyone's been hurt by someone. Everyone's experienced it on different levels. And I feel like... it's people are natural. People are going to be upset. They're allowed to be upset. You just have to let them feel you. That's what I said to you. Let people feel their emotions. Yeah. All you can do now, like, the damage is done, which is apologize and explain. That's it. You apologize, you explain, and then you just be as respectful as you can. And then once people have their own healing, that's in their own timing. But then you also make sure you check in on you, because everyone has to do that. Do you know what I mean? It happens, and obviously it is a show, so it's a bit more like, woo, in terms of like viewerships, people watching it. But I think living it is tough, because we all live together. And I think when things are really good in there, they're so good. But when you're having like a bad day in there, it's like just the worst thing like ever. Because that's our whole life.
The day after was bad. Like, you got grabbed as well.
Oh, I caught stray.
You got grabbed for being my friend. Chris got grabbed for being my friend as well. It was mad.
No, I got stray.
I wasn't even getting grabbed. I just wasn't getting spoken to.
No, I wasn't getting spoken to. Like, half the girls weren't talking to me. And I was literally, and then they said girls' day. I said, what do you mean go on a girls' day? I was like, you're sending me on a girls' day and everyone's upset with me and I'm not Toby. I was like, guys, I knew he had a feeling about the situation. I didn't know he was going to do it. Like, right there, like that. Like, come on. Like, there's only so much. I'm not in it. Do you know what I mean? I can just give my advice.
Someone's come to me as a friend and give my advice. You can't do anything for me.
My advice was as girls I could get. Like, speak to the person first. I can't.
You had to go girls' day and they were just grilling you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even see it.
You were the hot topic of girls' day.
But the thing is, I think, like, this is the weird thing that I didn't answer. A lot of people, like, that 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
I was hot topic because everyone didn't understand it or whatever.
Mm.
But no one actually asked me, like, yo, why'd you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or what was your thoughts? Or,
yeah.
What are you doing? No one.
Yeah.
Except from you, Chris. To be fair, Josh did.
Yeah.
Like, why did you do that? Like,
yeah.
Let me understand why you're doing
understand.
It.
Like, yeah.
Only people.
Yeah. Fucked. It's mental.
Ostracized. It was mad. Yeah. It was mad.
It's so weird because we'd be talking. We'd be like, Toby and I'd be like, when people are watching the show, like, are people seeing how divided the villa actually is? But in a weird way, it's like, yeah, there's divisions, but a lot of people, it's not like divisions and there's one crew. It's not divisions in like one crew and two crew. It's very much like minis. Everyone like gets, it's weird.
Mm.
Like, I get along with everyone, but then some people are like ding 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 ding, and I was just like, okay,
yeah, bro,
like, cool.
I feel like you get, it was mad. Honestly, that experience there, one of the craziest I've had ever, and even just like other scenarios, just like adding to it, was just fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah,
crazy in that place. I can't lie to you.
There was
crazy.
One day, Toby walked into the garden, so I was in the dressing room. No, the day I was in the dressing room and I think I was with Molly.
Chris was non-existent this day. He was like, I think he must have been like up in the terrace, like sleeping or something.
Chris, don't know where Chris was.
Yeah, don't know where he was.
I was in the dressing room with Molly and we're just touching. I think we're getting ready.
Yeah.
Toby never comes into the dressing room.
Ever.
Like, Toby doesn't step into the dressing room.
That's the girl's
face. He doesn't even put his head through the door. He just stays away. There was a day he came. Changed. His foot stepped a little bit. Still on the outside, but his arm was in.
Before that, I walked past the dressing room. and I walked my water bottle, walked outside, looked around like this. Ah, Kaz and Chris are not outside. Guess I'm going back inside. Walk back inside like that. And then that's when I come into the dressing room.
When he came to the dressing room, he popped his head through and he was like, ah, Kaz. I was like, hey. He's like, ah, you're getting ready. And I was like, yeah. He's like, ah, oh, okay. And he just stood there. And me and Molly are like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. You guys are doing your makeup. And we're like, yeah, we're just doing our makeup. Then I was like, Toby, you never come into the dressing room. Why are you here? Like, I was like, I'm so happy you're here. And I was like, come in. And I'm like, come sit down. And he's like, no, I can't sit down. I can't. And he's like, I wish I could like paint the picture. Like, the dressing room door, right? It's like, that's like the door. His feet were like just before the line. He didn't even step in. He was like leaning his body. He's like leaning like this. And he's like, so you're doing your makeup, yeah? And I'm like, yeah, come sit down. And he's like, no. Then I'm like, why not? And then he's like, oh. And I was like, do you want to chat? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, just come. And he's like, no. And I'm like, do you even know the makeup steps? And we start talking about makeup. We start talking
about
makeup.
Yes, and you know what? I knocked that makeup step out of the park.
Do you remember it? All of them. Okay, how do we...
Oh, no, because I was really looking for conversation that day. I knew my makeup stuff. Yeah, I promise you, I knew my makeup stuff
He literally said he knew everything. He knew primer, he knew setting powder, he knew concealer, he knew foundation, he knew lip gloss. And what was the thing you said? You used mascara. He even said, like, if you don't want lashes, you can wear mascara. And me and Molly were like, oh, okay. Like, you've been sat there observing your ex-girlfriends and your sister, your family, when they're getting the makeup done. Like, we proud. And then come to find out, he was like, oh, so I came there because I was looking for you because I don't want to talk to you.
That's so sad.
He was like, I walked into the garden. He was like, Kaz, all I thought was, should I just take my mic off and go into the pool?
That's so sad.
So I don't have to look like
that's so sad.
Lee, and I know I'm laughing because it's not funny.
That's not funny. That's really not funny.
It's not funny, but I feel like, honestly, like, it's sometimes, like, in the villa, like, it gets like that, where you just feel like, I have no one to talk to right now, because it can get really, like,
obviously,
intense.
I knew I did it to myself, but, like, yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, you were, what is it? You know when you stand on your sword? You were standing on your sword. Yeah. So it's like, it gets to a certain point where it's like, okay, like,
crazy.
Let's at least, we have to live together. Let's be as civil as we can.
Yeah.
So he was just like, yeah, like, I was thinking, should I go in the pool, take my mic off and just swim?
Those are the days, like, I never really, I'm that person that said, oh, I'm going to leave, like, Love Island, because obviously Love Island, you're so lucky to even be there.
Yeah.
Like, first time, I never said I was going to leave, like, whatever, except for one. But, like, this time,
you're just like, boy.
There's like five times. I was like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I can name every five times. Yeah. After the recoupling, I was like, oh, I've done this. Get me out now. I don't want to be here.
Sorry.
Kaz left. I said, oh, it's time to go. I said, yo, Georgia, pack your things. We're leaving now. Kaz is gone. We're going. Chris left 2 days after. I said, yo, kick a man while he's down. Yo, Georgia, I hope you haven't unpacked your bag because we're going now. I promise you we're going now.
It's you taking G with you for me.
And then I think of like the podiums. I said, yo, oh, this is the day. I said, yo, I'm gone. I don't even have kissing cats to chat about. Even, it's time to
even,
go.
Even PDAs, you wanted to go.
PDAs. Oh my
PDAs,
God.
PDAs, you wanted to go.
That was the bad
That
one
was
well.
Bad.
That was. I think that was the worst day for me.
That was bad. Yeah, I think,
that was the worst day for me, yeah, in fact, yeah.
PDA, you were ready.
Bro.
You were ready.
I did leave. I left the
You disappeared for like 2 hours. Yeah, we all sat there waiting to finish the PDA.
That's why my speech was so bad at the PDAs at the end.
In between, like before you did your last speech, Toby was gone for like hours. We all sat there like, everyone's like, do, 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 do,
yeah,
and we were so like, bad. So is the award show over? We're like, nope, do, 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 just waiting.
That was actually really bad, you know. That was really bad. Yeah. You guys were trying to calm me down as well.
Yeah, he's like,
that day, oh my God, I pulled the door.
He was like, Toby was like, I hate so shit. I was like, I am not, you know them, you know when like guys are about to like, when they're fuming and like, there's a guy like, let me talk to him. I know him.
That's what Kaz is doing.
I turned into that girl because everyone was looking at me and they're like, Kaz. And I'm like, And I said, they're like, I am not equipped for this because I'm not used to that. Even if like, I know someone, I'm never like, calm down, it's fine. I was stood there like, it's fine, don't worry. He's like, no, Kaz. He's huffing and puffing, like he's angry.
That was bad.
I was like, Chris, this is like you. And Chris is just
Chris
like,
tried.
You and might like, be the best. I said, I am not equipped for this, but okay.
Yeah. That was bad. That was really bad. That was actually a really bad day, to be honest.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
That's why my speech at the end was so crap. I was thinking, I had no thoughts, and I was like, oh, just.
I was even surprised you did your speech. I thought the awards was going to end there, we're going to go to bed.
Sure,
I was
like, you know, like, you have to make a speech. I was like, okay, cool.
When you came back, I said, wow.
Yeah. I looked at everyone, back. I was thinking, yeah, you guys will wait. No one even looked me in the eyes.
But I was pissed when you came back because all I was thinking, because we were waiting, yeah, the door was closed for the villa. We couldn't go back into the villa because they locked it because you're in there. I was like, I need a wee. They're like, Kaz, you have to go outside. I was like, I don't want to go to the pool alone. Oh. I was like, I want to go inside.
I wasn't even inside.
I was like, I drank too much Red Bull, man. I've had too much water.
What a day. Oh,
it was funny. Now, the thing is, when you want to leave when you're in there, like, it's intense. friends.
Oh, you want to go because you want to see your family, your friends. You're like, I'll get me out of this situation. I don't want to be here. Like,
yeah.
Because when your feelings go over the max, yeah. Like, yo.
Yeah.
You feel everything. You're like, nah. Me. I actually can't deal with it.
That was me on day four.
Yeah. I can't deal with it. When I turned the beanbag, you sat down. You're like.
Oh yeah! And oh my god! So yeah, basically, yeah. No. So what happened was,
I'm going tomorrow morning.
No, it's Thursday. No, so I spoke to producers maybe like in the first week. I was like, I think maybe 4 or 5 days in. I was like, so I'm happy I'm here and I'm so grateful and I love you guys, but I need to go home. And the producer's like, what? And I was like, no. Like, I am so thankful and so grateful. No, honestly, because I was like, all stars, it's fun. But I was like, this just feels like a mirror of my season, but not even in like a nice way. It's just like, I was like, I'm looking at the guys coming in. I'm kind of just sat here and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I don't really know.
You can like see where it's going.
I could see where it was going. And I was like, I'm not even sitting here being like, oh my gosh, like, woe is me, cry victim. No, yeah. I'm just kind of like, I'm looking in, I'm like, you know what? No. And they're like, Cass, no, like, we're sending bombshells in, don't worry, be patient. We've story mapped this, you know, we've thought story about all of you. And I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm being dramatic and overly sensitive. Maybe, because sometimes I am like that.
Sometimes you check your feelings in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, you have to.
Sometimes I'm like, am I overreacting? Yeah. Is it just like the situation? Tomorrow? Am I just triggered? And so I was like, yeah, cool, sleep on it. I slept on it. Woke up the next day, I said, you know what? Yeah, we'll see. I think then Tyler came in. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Saw how that went. Then Tyler and Hannah went on the date. I said,
Yeah, I remember that.
That night was a hard night for me. Because I feel like by that point, I'd already like felt like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I was like, I'm very much like a spare part here. Yeah. In terms of like, I'm friends with everyone. Because the thing is, I got along with everyone.
Yeah.
There was people I was much closer to. Like, I'd say, in there, obviously, Lib, my best mate, you, my best mate. Sophie, Molly were like my girls. Chris. So there's like people who I was like, really close to. If I see those were like probably my core people in there, and then everyone else I really got along with. Tom got along with Casey, got along with Hannah, like I got along with Bella, like I got along with people.
You did,
do you know what I mean? So it wasn't like, oh, I was around people and felt like, oh no.
It's just like when everyone starts coupling up and starts getting couple, it's like
I was like popcorn chicken. I'd walk in, I'm not even joking.
It's
yes,
like egg.
This is my day. I'd wake. No, so I'd be like, okay, it's really intense, whatever. And then Tyler and Hannah, when they went on their date and stuff, I was literally just like, okay. And I think that was when I was like, okay, now I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do, because it's like I'm almost being pushed to have this mad reaction to that when really and truly, no.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. But then I was like,
you got nothing to focus on. All you can do is focus on that. Because everyone's focusing on it.
And everyone's just like, yeah. And I'm like, then I'm like, you know what? How do I actually feel? Then I was like, it's not even them being on the date. It's more just like, no one wants to watch their ex-boyfriend. But I was kind of like, I've been in here. He's bantering me about being on the ropes and he can just walk in and then go on a gorgeous day. And then I have to sit there and like watch it and just sit there and be made to feel like I don't deserve like good stuff. And I was like, no, that's not really nice.
Yeah,
but I was happy for Hannah at the same time, because me and Hannah were really cool in there. And like, we'd speak about like guys and how she was having quite a hard time at that time as well, because she like missed Reggie and stuff. So it's kind of just like, I'm not going to dampen their day at all. And then Molly took me to the terrace, because we were just, while they were packing for the date, she's like, you okay? And I was like, hey. She's like, you sure? I was like, yeah, yeah, man. She's like, let's get terrace. I said, okay. We went to terrace. We're like, yeah, talking. And I was like, oh my God. I think that's the worst I cried in there. I literally was just like, but I think it's because me and Molly were then having a conversation as girls.
Yeah.
And we were just talking, and it was just like, you just feel just like, well, why am I actually here?
I got an aftermath of that.
You got the aftermath. Because I came down. Yeah, me and Molly, we spoke. We were down. We're done. I came down. I touched up. I was like, you know what? It's fine, though.
Whoa.
I'm just overwhelmed, but it's fine. It's, yeah, cool. Touched up my makeup. Went to the fire pit. Toby's like, Kaz. I'm like, yeah, you okay? Yeah, yeah, you sure? I was literally in tears. I couldn't even get my words out. I was like, it feels like, basically, like, it's fair. I don't know. I just felt lost. And I think that was the first, I literally felt like, so why am I here? Like, why am I actually, like, why did I come back? I was like, kind of like, nah, I don't want to go home. Like, it doesn't make sense. And I could barely get my words out. We spoke for a little bit, I could barely speak. And then after that, I think I went outside and I was just like, oh. And then I came back, and then then they came back from their date. I didn't even have time to touch my makeup off. Yeah. I literally had like tear stained streaks on my face. Oh. And I was like, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like, she's like talking, they were like talking about the dates and all that. And then Tyler's then like, Toby said you were having a hard time. What was going on? I was thinking, well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you why I'm sad, because you've come back happy. I'm like, I'm not doing that. And I was literally just like, nah. And I was literally like, you know what? At the stage, I'm not doing this. That's carried on. I think from that moment for me, my rest of the time in there, where I was just like, okay, see this through for a little bit. But really and truly, I've already felt like I want to leave. I feel like no one's really going to come in at this point from what I'm observing. Yeah. So I kind of felt like, okay. And then I was like, yeah. And then I kind of firmed it a little bit. And then we had that night when the vote, when Tyler and Hannah left, and then the vote, and when you told me about Anton,
yeah, I remember that night.
And the vote, yeah. So we had that, and I was like, okay, cool. That was a long night.
That night was like, this is the thing, yeah. It was like, we're not going to discuss the votes, and I was like, okay, cool. We're not discussing the votes.
Yeah.
Then I remember Chris coming over to me. Chris like, Tobes, Anton told Georgia about the votes.
Yeah.
I said, what? Yo, what? We're telling people, yeah. I said, yo, Kaz, let's go, come on.
Let me tell you something real quick. Yeah. Let's have a conversation.
I was like, yo, look, just keep your eye out. I remember that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So with that, it's like knowing about the vote, for me, it was knowing about the vote wasn't a problem, because at the end of the day.
I knew you could deal with it anyway. You can handle it. I knew you were going to be there anyway.
I knew I was going to be there. I didn't have a couple. Yeah. And I was just like, thanks, friends, for keeping me safe. Love you all. So I was literally kind of like, yeah, it's fine. Not that deep type of thing. Sorry, I'm just making sure my lipstick is actually normal. Oh, Faye just called me.
Was she?
Yeah, we'll call her after. But yeah, so, yeah, so with the vote, I wasn't mad at Anton at all. He thought I was upset with you. And I was like, I'm not upset with you.
Yeah.
I'm not upset with you.
You are not upset.
Yeah, so it wasn't mad at him. It was kind of just like, okay, cool, whatever. And then the next night, when we were playing the game around the fire pit, I don't remember what game we were playing.
It was the questions one.
Yeah, and then...
Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, and then it was everyone's like talking, and I was literally just... Then, that night, I said... I was like, I've had it up to here.
We're done with this.
Because in my head, I was like... The situation, for me, was so... I was so... over everything, because by that point I felt like you know, you try and speak to people and they just don't hear you and don't listen. I felt like I give everyone here all my time,
yeah,
when I'm even asking for just a little wink of respect, just gonna listen to what I want to say, and I was just like I'm done now.
That's I remember me. Watching it, I was like, I was like, this is just gonna flip done. And I saw you flip and I was like, oh,
yeah, cool. I said, that's me done. I went outside, but the thing is, I didn't want to flip in the villa,
yeah,
because I already knew where that would go. I was like, and that was one thing, I was like, if I kick off in this villa, I know where that's going. I was like, we're not going down. You'd be like, and I'm like, I know.
There was even times when I remember I was like, oh, I'm going to flip off. And you're like,
no, it's not worth it. Because when you really look at it, you're like, there's not that many people that can just be like, haha, you are the villain. I was like, I'm not doing all of that.
Yeah.
So I literally was like, I think I walked away and just went outside. I took my mic off outside the villa. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, you remember when I said home time a few days ago? I said, guys, now is time. And they were like, Kaz, it's really late. I said, no, I'm not hearing it. I started walking. I walked, basically, when you come out the villa's front door, I was with one of them, the producers, bless us, Rishaw. And we walked out. And like, when we come back from like dates, when they show people walking back, I walked all the way. I said, let's go. I said, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going home. That's it. She's like, it's the middle of the night. There's no cars. She said, there's no one to take you home. I said, what do you mean there's no cars? Because if that's I now fall
line.
And break my leg, there'll
that's
be a car.
That's her favorite
if
line.
If I break my leg, there will be a car. If my tooth falls out, there will be a car.
No cars, you guys. Sorry.
I was like, what do you mean? There's no-? There was like, everyone's like asleep. I said, what do you mean?
We did film
everyone's
late.
Everyone's asleep. No, we were late. They said, there's no cars.
Like 6:30, 8,
I was 4, sat and I sat on the floor in my dress. I sat on the floor. As in, because I said, I'm going home.
Trenches.
I sat on the floor in my gorgeous purple. I was wearing a purple dress. I sat on my floor. Yeah.
Remember the purple elephant? Remember that?
I sat on the dress.
That's the time of bug out. Oh my God. Guys, if you weren't sitting next to me that day, oh my God.
I was like,
floor. Oh yeah, but we're,
we'll tell you about the purple elephant. So I sat on the floor, and the thing is, like, it's not even like the floor is like concrete. It's literally like sand, like red sand.
You
I sat
the shoes.
On the red sand floor. I said, "That's it now. Nah, I ain't doing this. I'm going home." There's no cars, and I said, "You will find a car." They didn't find a car. They said to me, they're like, "You can sleep." They were like, "You can sleep in the beach hut." I said, "What do you mean sleep in the beach hut?" I was like, "I want to go home. I want to go home." Anyway, got myself together, whatever. And then they were like, "Do you want to go just to, like, you can sleep in the beach hut? You can." And I was like, "Oh, I just want to go home." And then they were like, "You know what? Why don't you go upstairs?" I said, "But the thing is, if I now go upstairs or like, I'm like sleeping in the beach, everyone's going to be like, where have you been? Yeah. Where have you been?" And I was like, "Oh, then I have to be like, guys, I'm having a really hard time and I don't want to be crying in the villa. I can't be bothered."
That's the thing.
So I was like, okay, I'll just go back in. So I went back in. And I think you and Chris were at the beanbags, came to sit with you guys. And I just sat down and I was like, they're like, "You right?" I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "You sure?" I was like, "You know what? No, actually, I'm not. I'm going to tell you guys what's been in my head for the last couple of days, week." I was like, "Guys, I just think I'm going to, you know, time for me to go, night, night, time for me to go home."
Yeah.
And then Toby and Chris were like, "What?" And I was looking at them like, "You're shocked? Why are you shocked? You're shocked?" And Toby's like, "No, you can't. No, you can't." He's like, "You can't. I'll go. You can't. I'll leave." I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "No, I need to." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to leave in the morning." And I was like, I'm saying to them, "I've already asked them. They can't take me home tonight because there's no cars. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to speak to the execs and then I'm probably going to just say bye." That never happened. I got sent to psych. Shout out psych, though.
even when you actually did leave, oh my God. I was like, I'm not gonna cry. Don't leave him. And then, oh my God.
I looked
it came
up,
over me like
you
a wave.
You were hiding.
I was hiding.
He was hiding behind people. And
let me just watch her go.
I was like, "What's Toby doing?" I was just kind of standing. I was like, "What's he doing?" And he was just going like this.
And then he just went, and I went, "Watch her go." I said, "Let me watch her go." And he started looking at me. I thought, "Oh, what are you doing?"
Because he was going like this.
I was like, go away.
Like fidgeting. Like, you know when someone's bare fidgeting? And I was thinking, like, something happened to you. Like, you all right? Is my mate all right? Are you good? Do we need a medic? But then he's just about to cry.
No, you know what? You know why it was so sad? Because I knew you come in and obviously you had the hardest time. And like, you helped me so much on my journey. And I was like, why? How it comes someone has helped me so much and now she's leaving the villa by herself?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, with my head, I never ever understand what, like, why things are not unfair.
Yeah.
And like, I felt like I was so unfair. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you being put in this predicament when, like, it could have been easily solved by, I don't know, throwing in other people?
Yeah.
Or, like, throwing in other, like, I was like, why? Why?
Just roll the fuel in.
I was like, why? Why?
I need one.
It just didn't make sense to me. So I was like, yo, like, and I was thinking, fuck, who the hell am I going to chat to if Chris is chatting to someone? And in fact, that time when I was chatting to Georgia as well. So I was like, Chris and Georgia are the only people that I can chat to now. And I was like, fuck.
I got a friend. We're friends.
But to be fair, I feel like after that, like, I actually started chatting to more people, to be fair. No,
so yeah.
It did start getting better, actually. Yeah. Like, let me not actually start saying, like, oh, it was so bad.
Oh, yeah, guys, no, we actually love everyone.
Yeah, there's actually bare people that actually came around and they're like, oh, like, bro, like, you're right, you're good.
Yeah, it's because the thing is, yeah, once things settle in there, they can
really
settle.
Truly, like, I feel like some people actually realize, and like, it's actually nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
like, it hasn't affected me, and then like, oh, like, told you actually. No,
yeah, like, you're cool.
Yeah, so you're actually cool, right, people. After that, so it was decent to be fair.
Yeah, I was just vibing. I was like, see you later, guys.
But then it hit. I remember chatting to them. I was like, yo, guys, gone. Have you guys? I was like, I've been very selfish, and he's gone, by the way. I was like, how have you guys done this to me? How have you done this to me? How have you let her go? I knew there was no one in here, but you should have kept her in. How is she gone? I was thinking, do I choose someone else? So it like merges where Georgia and Kaz stay, and someone else goes. If I go first and I pick Molly and Tom has to choose Kaz, then I was trying to work it out. And like, oh, maybe Chris got Georgia for my sake. And like, I was thinking like,
I do think that before, like, when I was leaving, to be fair, like, you know, before we leave and stuff like that, you have like the recouplings and stuff like that. Like, they kept being like, we need your number one and two. I was like, I don't have one. Like, I got to a point in there every morning. They were like, so what's your plan for the day? And I was like, I don't have one anymore.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to go into the garden. I'm going to be in the sun for a bit. Then I'm going to go to one couple and I'll chill with them. Then I'm going to go get some shade. Then I'll probably go chill with another couple. Then I'll have a drink. Then I'll talk to Toby. Then I'll talk to him and his couple. And then I'm going to maybe go back into the shade. And then they were like, so like chats, I said, don't ask me about chats when you know I ain't got no chat for you.
Yeah.
And I literally said, like, that's just what I would say in the beat. I just kept it 100. Same, I was saying. All I can say is just my day is just going to be that. Like, I can't force stuff. I think they really wanted me and Casey to be like romantically like click. But we get on so well, but like as mates.
Mm.
So I was literally just like, guys, I just can't force it with anyone. It doesn't make sense.
That's like,
you don't want to. You either it, send no, people who make sense of all, like, let me go, but then they wouldn't let me go. I'm like, why not? Like, no one to take you. Nothing will ever spin me more than that line. There's no path to take you home.
Famous one. But yeah,
sorry. This
no,
is
no, no, I have to be sorry. It's alright.
Hangover in it. But
so now we've finished two now. Like, we've finished two flipping seasons of Love Island.
Yeah.
Like, some people don't even finish one. And we finished two.
It's so mental.
But what's now? What's next? What's now? Like,
another season of Love Island.
Dating. Another season.
Of Love Island. Let's go again. Let's finish the story right. I'm joking. I'm actually joking.
You could go for another one. You could go for another one.
I don't think I'd make it through the door.
There's no cars to take you.
There's no cars to take me in there.
But yeah, what's now? Dating? What are you saying with the dating life?
Dating. Slide into my DMs if you think I'm sexy. Please.
It will.
No, please.
It will. Definitely.
Ooh, yeah. Please. I'm begging. I'm trying to get married. I want a man. No, I'm just having fun and just living my life, honestly.
Slide into Kaz's DMs and say discount code TobyA and you will get two messages.
Two messages, you know.
Free off me.
Nice.
Yeah, so if anyone ever slides into DMs and say,
so that's Toby my A, price. You think I'm worth no money?
Toby A, you get two. They get
free.
No, they get two free messages.
Free?
Yeah.
So I'm worthless.
No, where have you got that? I'm going worthless from two free messages.
Because why are the messages free?
Because you have to pay for the full
thing. They should pay for my time.
No, you pay for the full thing after.
Okay.
It's trial and error.
Okay. Okay.
See what they have to do.
I'm worth $1 million. No, but I'm actually just like vibing.
Yeah, just vibing.
No, but DM me if you think I'm sexy. Thank you so much. I am promoting myself.
Why not? Might as well. But what else? Like, what are you saying?
Yeah. Do you know what? Business as
usual. I love
usual.
Watching your Snapchat.
Oh, do you?
That is funny, yeah.
Oh, yeah, guys, no. So I'm still figuring out how to use Snapchat, but I'm very much on Snapchat. So add me on Snapchat. I don't even know what camera I'm meant to look at. That one, Kaz Kamwi, KazKamwi on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yo.
Don't ask me when I'm coming back onto YouTube, but when I do come back, subscribe so you're already there. Just be there.
Yeah, Kaz, you know what? It's been brilliant having you on here.
I've had fun.
Long overdue.
I know.
I love it.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But then maybe, I think it's better this way because you actually had a full...
Yes.
Throwback.
Over everything.
Do you
as
how
well.
Mental that is.
We've been on two seasons.
Right.
Too. We've been on two seasons.
Look at though. Us finishing together. Not in the way they wanted us to, but we did.
But we started somewhere. And now look at us now. Who would have thought from the first day we ever met each other? You'll be here.
I know.
Talking and fancy a chat.
Kind of wholesome though.
It is. It's like a full circle. Anyway, guys, see you later. If you liked the episode, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and comment who you want to see next. Who do you want to see next, Kaz? It doesn't matter. Bye, guys.
Myself again. I hate him. Our friendship is officially over.